Some reaction to federal cutbacks in farm-to-school food programs today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. After opening a second round of federal funding for local schools and food banks in December, the USDA canceled the program in March. What's the impact of the billion-dollar loss? Here's Marlene Schwartz, director of the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Health at the University of Connecticut.
Children are eating often two of their meals 5 days a week at school, and not being able to purchase fresh produce locally means it's either going to be more expensive or schools will need to rely on either frozen or canned produce instead. That is concerning because we really want children to get as much fresh produce as possible.
That's on the end user side. Schwartz says food producers were also blindsided.
So these cuts will also affect farmers and ranchers. One of the things that's really helpful for them is to be able to predict purchasing. And so when there's funding available like that, and they know that they can set up their contracts and they're guaranteed buyers of the products that they are growing or producing, it makes their job much better. And so the loss of these funds, especially so quickly, I think is going to have a very negative effect on them.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.